I'm speaking today with audit manager Gillian Matthew, who led on Audit Scotland's new report which looks at changing models of health and social care. This report builds on previous audit work on health and social care in Scotland to look in more detail at the pressures that are building in these services. It also highlights examples of new models of care that are emerging across Scotland. Gillian, first of all, can you explain to me why is there a need for new models of care?
Well, demands on health and social care services have been increasing because of demographic changes, and people are living longer with multiple long-term conditions and increasingly complex needs. For example, in 2014, there were over 114,000 people aged 85 and over in Scotland, and this number is expected to double by 2034. NHS boards and councils also face big financial challenges, and there are growing pressures in areas such as GP services. All of this is likely to have an impact on how well health and social care is delivered in Scotland. So to respond to these challenges, the Scottish Government set out an ambitious vision for health and social care. It aims to enable everyone to live longer, healthier lives at home or in a homely setting by 2020. This involves transforming the way services are delivered to provide more preventative approaches and support in the community, and to encourage more people to manage their own conditions to meet the needs of our changing population.
So how does all of this impact on the public?
Well, health and social care services provide vital support to the public, and all of us are likely to rely on these services at some point in our lives, particularly as we grow older. Current health and social care models are unsustainable, but with the right services in place, many people could avoid admissions to hospital or they could be discharged home more quickly. This will have benefits for service users' experience and recovery, and for the staff who work extremely hard in challenging circumstances to deliver health and social care.
And what did you find in your recent audit?
Well, there's widespread support for the 2020 vision, and we found evidence of new approaches to health and social care being developed in parts of Scotland. We've published a range of case studies with this report to illustrate some of the new care models that are emerging and to highlight how some local areas are overcoming barriers to bringing in new ways of working. The problem is that these new models are generally small scale and they don't go far enough to deliver the widespread change that's urgently needed. There needs to be stronger national leadership and clear planning to support transformational change across Scotland. For example, it's not clear how much investment is needed to implement the new ways of working and whether this can be achieved within existing resources. Getting this level of detail will be crucial for evaluating whether the new models of care could be rolled out to other parts of the country.
How does health and social care integration fit into all of this?
Integration is integral to delivering the 2020 vision, and new integration authorities are set to go live on the 1st of April. Audit Scotland reported in December last year on the progress of integration, and evidence at that time suggested that integration authorities won't be in a position to make a major impact during 2016-17. We've highlighted in this report that NHS boards and councils working with integration authorities can do more to facilitate change, such as having a better understanding of their local populations and ensuring that they evaluate new care models properly and share that learning.
And what else does Audit Scotland want to see happen next?
Everyone has a part to play in ensuring that health and social care services are fit for the future, so we've made a number of recommendations in this report to help increase the pace of change. There needs to be stronger national leadership, and we've recommended that the Scottish Government provides a clear framework by the end of 2016 of how it expects NHS boards, councils and integration authorities to achieve the 2020 vision. This framework should also contain priorities and plans to reach its longer-term strategy up to 2030. The Scottish Government also needs to work on reducing the barriers facing public bodies to make it easier for them to implement longer-term plans for health and social care. There's also a role for NHS boards, councils and integration authorities to work together to build a clear picture of what the future of health and social care looks like in their local areas, and what resources need to be invested to make that a reality.
Gillian, thank you. And the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.